Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, finally live again. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have to apologize. Every time it seems like I overcome something, something else gets in the way. Lately, it's been the cutting back of the medication that was causing the issue. Still causes the issue. I just have to now decide when and when not to take it. This morning I decided to take it after the show, which will be later on in the future. So I've missed an awful lot. I've missed a lot of stuff, and I'm going to try to catch up with it as we go. But right now, right now we have a Somali affiliate of Al-Qaeda called Al-Shabaab. We've heard of them before. They were the ones that brought us that festive days-long attack at the Westgate Mall in Kenya. Now they're calling for and encouraging that operatives here in the United States start attacking Western, you know, American shopping malls. And one of the ones that they have mentioned is the Mall of America in Minnesota. Now, the Mall of America, and you probably heard it in the news, they're talking about bumping the security a little bit. And that will be of help, except it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough help. It's not going to prevent the terrorist attack from happening. And at the Mall of America, they have a sign that says, in accordance with Minnesota law, Mall of America bans guns on these premises. So the protection that they have in place for the, you know, the ones that outnumber security, armed security, that security consists of a sign at a door. They've also, to be fair, they've also targeted the West Edmonton Mall in Canada or the Oxford Street Mall in London. I would actually look for this to happen first in England, because England is nothing but one big gun-free zone. And they have a number of radicalized Muslim immigrants that are in the country, as are in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where a large population of Somali Muslims have been imported and resettled by the American government. Edmonton, Canada, also has a significant portion of Somali Muslim immigrants. And this is where the jihadis are being recruited. This is from this is from where they recruit their rank, you know, get their ranks together. In gun-free zones, they're targeting gun-free zones. And the response in Minnesota, the Mall of America, there must be some provision in Minnesota state law that says that private property or places purporting to be private property can ban guns if they want to. Because I know that they have concealed carry permits in Minnesota, because I talked to people at GCN, and a few of them have concealed carry permits, carry guns with them everywhere they go. Except the Mall of America, I guess. Now, the malls in Canada and England, I can understand them being completely disarmed because there is no armed places in Canada or in England. In comparison, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the Mall of America, Mall of America is an island, a particularly large gun-free zone in the middle of, you know, guns allowed. John Lott makes this statement. At some time, people have to recognize that with just two exceptions, at least since 1950, all of the multiple victim public shootings in the United States have taken place where guns are banned. And you see these individuals, they surely act as if they're trying their best to find areas where victims can't defend themselves. Now, one thing that Lott has never done is try to measure the effectiveness of the gun-free zone sign. Are they, you know, have some of these things happened since 1950 where they just didn't see the sign and know it was gun-free zone? Is that possible? Would, you know, if the Mall of America had larger, more visible signs, maybe flashing neon signs, would that offer this protection that they're looking for? Now, there have been 18 cases, only 18 cases, documented cases, where armed citizens have stopped mass murders before the body count got very large at all. In Nairobi, while guns were banned in the mall, there was evidence. There was no evidence that there were any signs to inform the jihadis that guns were banned there. Maybe they can't read. Maybe they just don't know. Many jihadis like to use the AK-47, the true AK-47, and maybe a sign with an AK and a red circle and a slash would work better. If he sees one where a pistol is banned, maybe that to them means that an AK is in fact allowed. After the Westgate attack, interestingly enough, the Interpol Secretary General Ronald Noble said that the world had a choice, either create intense levels of fortress-like security for public places or consider having an armed citizenry. They're not doing either one of those at the Mall of America in Minneapolis. They're not going to create a fortress-like security because that would be off-putting. We have a clear and present telegraphed intentional threat against us by somebody who's actually done this before, and we're not going to do anything about it because of the appearance. And leave your guns at home. Sleep tight. When he was being interviewed by ABC News, Noble said that there are really only two choices for protecting open societies, which is what we live in, an open society, from attacks like the one on Westgate Mall, where so-called soft targets are hit. You're either going to have to create a green zone, okay, like existed in Baghdad. Multiple layers, multiple perimeters, guards, you know, zigzag and everything else. And that only works if, that's the thing, having perimeters at something like a mall is never going to work. Because they don't want to make it hard for you to get in the mall. They want it to be easy for you to get in the mall. That's why they work on parking and parking garages and all this other stuff. They want you to have an easy time getting in the mall. So that's not going to happen. And we're going to disarm the citizenry too. Noble thinks that we should have an armed citizenry, and I agree with him. And I, you know, we're going to get to watch how this unfolds in front of us. Coming up on the first break, when we get back, there are some politicians in Minnesota urging them to drop that at the Mall of America. Probably not going to be heated, but we'll talk about that when we get back. Let's just keep it gun-free, shall we? Keep it gun-free. For appearance sake. Gotta watch out for those appearances. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, a performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. And fighting the medication, folks, I humbly apologize. Has anybody ever noticed that nowadays when you go get medication, that if you take the time to read the side effects, the possible side effects on medication, that it takes forever to read them? Because there's so many of them. And then You'll have, like, I've got two or three, and two or three that have the same side effects. So how do I know which one is doing it? I don't know. So, I mean, you know. But, hey, like I said, I'm not going to tell you. I'm doing the best I can. Doing the best I can. Hopefully, I'm live every day this week. Well, I won't be live Thursday because Thursday I will be starting the orientation for my rehab. So, forewarned, I won't be live Thursday. The Mall of America has been urged by some politicians, or a politician in Minnesota, to drop their concealed carry ban in wake of the terror threat they are now facing by Minnesota State Representative Tony Cornish. He says that the El Shabaab threat against the Mall of America should be enough to motivate mall owners to drop their no-guns policy so citizens can protect themselves. I believe that that is probably true. I have to agree with him. Mr. Cornish is a Republican who also chairs the House Public Safety Committee, said the Mall of America has interpreted state concealed carry laws incorrectly, and he's intent on challenging them for it, according to a local CBS affiliate. He said this is completely ridiculous, the complete opposite of what they should be doing. If we're threatened with an attack, the last thing you want to do is disarm citizens. Well, yeah. I agree with you, sir. His comments came after a tweet that was sent out from the Mall of America's Twitter account. Do shopping malls have their own Twitter accounts now? Do they actually have somebody that they pay to run a Twitter account? But in there, they tweeted out, the mall bans all guns from the premises. You'll note this clearly at each entrance door. Al-Shabaab issued a video Sunday threatening to bomb the Bloomington-based mall along with the other shopping centers in the U.S. and Canada. According to Brian Strauser, the executive director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Political Action Committee, current threat environment makes it unconscionable to seek to prohibit self-defense by the mall's customers. He continued on, the Mall of America has long had a policy to prohibit lawful carry of firearms by Minnesotans, including posting signs throughout the mall and removing permit holders seen to be carrying firearms. Mr. Strauser said that Minnesota law prohibits a landlord, such as the Mall of America, from restricting the lawful carry or possession of firearms by tenants or their guests. He said carrying at the Mall of America does not violate the law, only the mall's wishes. This is the way I see it. You got to really... Here's the choices of the people that frequent the Mall of America have, as far as I'm concerned. If you have a gun, you have a permit, even if you don't have a permit, you have the choice to carry the gun or not. And, you know, let the chips fall. I mean, which part of carrying concealed does nobody get? Somebody who successfully conceals a weapon, unless there are some, you know, does the mall, I know that, who's running the board for me today? Which one of my gunslingers is it? Is it, I got this. Okay. Does the Mall of America, have metal detectors in it?
I try to avoid the mall.
That's the other choice. You can. Okay. Problem here. I don't go to my mall around here either. I think it has more to. For me, it has more to do with the fact that I'm 53 years old, and everybody that's going to the mall nowadays seems to be, you know, not old enough to drive, and yet somehow they get there. And they run around like crazed lunatics. Can't even go to the food court to have a cup of coffee. But for those of you that go to the Mall of America, you can do like Kyle and avoid it altogether for the time being until El Shabaab finds something else they want to look at. Or you can carry the gun into the mall. Find out if there's metal detectors. If there's metal detectors, then you're not going to be able to pull that off. But remember, if there are metal detectors, then there has to be people manning the metal detectors. For all of the passive defense they put in place, in order for that to work, in order for that to be effective, it has to have people backing it up, which you could do by letting the citizens be armed. But, you know, Mall of America knows more gooder. More gooder than you, Minneapolis peoples, Bloomingtonians. They know better. And it's going to be your call as to whether or not you patronize it while this is going on. I can't. If it's like the mall here, which I know the Mall of America is gigantic, but if it's like the mall here, they have a food court, they have a bunch of anchor stores, they have some other stores that make just enough money to pay the outrageous rent and exist there. They've got a line of stores that are constantly in flux of some people that try it and then they don't. They've got kiosks all over the place where somebody's going to walk up on you and want you to wash your hands with the mineral stuff. And none of the shops in the mall, especially in a major metropolitan area like Minneapolis, none of the shops in the mall are going to be exclusive. There are shops elsewhere in other places in Minneapolis that sell the same stuff, maybe at a better price. So those of you that are going to the mall, you're going to the mall because you want to or you like to, I don't know why. Me, myself, and I, I'm with Kyle. I avoid the malls. The only time I go to the mall around here, and the only reason I do it, is if I have to have warranty work done on the... I'm one of these Apple people. And the Apple store is in the mall. And if I have to have... if I have to have any sort of warranty work, I have to go to that Apple store. But at my mall, they don't... My mall's not a gun-free zone. So I don't even have to worry about that compromise. I still don't go to the mall. I just don't like it there. But, one thing I've noticed, as we're coming up on the next break, one thing I've noticed is that as they have been talking about, in Arkansas, they've been talking about the faculty arming up, and certain faculties have already armed up. You're not hearing that much else out of Arkansas, which is exactly what you want to have. That's getting closer and closer to being a reality. And we'll talk about that when we get back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Want to call before we take off and start talking about Arkansas. I'm going to call your attention to what I got over here on the back wall. The Wyndham Weaponry SRC AR-10. I think it comes in at about 7 or 8 pounds. I'm limited right now as to what I can pick up. I can only pick up 10 pounds. So I can pick this up. I don't know if I can shoot it. March the 16th, I'm wide open though. That's when they told me everything should be righteous. And I'm going to leave it the way it is for the most part. It came with a bone stock plastic handguard. It did not come with sights, so I have set it up with both backup sights by Magpul and with an optic by EOTech. And this is going to be a gun that I'm going to try to reuse as a primary weapon. Simply because I have been... Don't get me wrong. I still heart the AR-15. But everything I read about, choices, I mean, everybody says that you need a bigger round than 5.56 to maybe punch a hole through certain things, and 308 does it. 308 will do it. You can hide behind a cinder wall and you're not really hiding. You don't have cover, you have concealment with a 308, with a 5.56. Probably about the same thing. It's going to take more ammo. So I'm going to try that. As I never run with anything that... Well, I take that back. When I was in my 20s, I was an M60 gunner, so I did run around with that 23-pound weapon, not counting the ammo. Did run around with that, so I don't want to sit there and tell you that, hey, I've never run with anything this big before. But that was then, and this is now. Now, in Arkansas, in certain areas of Arkansas, they have done studies, and they've come up with the right solution. I think they have. They've come up with this idea. First of all, what they found is that in some areas, police response time in Arkansas to any school, to some of these schools, is up to 40 minutes. 40 minutes. To give you some, let's see. I'm trying to think of what the time frame was with, say, Holmes. James Holmes probably was in there for about less than 10. He probably operated, it might have been less than 5, I don't know. 40 minutes. So, in Arkansas, they in the state Senate, they voted 33-1 earlier this month on a bill that had already gone through a House committee last week to let teachers arm and carry guns in the schools. Schools are... Schools have kids in them, our kids. And Arkansas has looked at this and they've said to themselves, or they're saying, they're, you know, what they're saying is this, and we can all say this. Look at anything out there today. We have armed guards for our money. We have armed guards for certain individuals. We have armed guards for locations. We have armed guards for society at large. But in schools, for the most part, we don't have anybody armed. They may have resource officers, which are better than nothing, to be, you know, if they're not taking rookies from the police academy as resource officers. They're taking officers who have served well and are they're in the final days of their career. And school campuses nowadays are gigantic. They're just huge. They have decided in Arkansas, this coming from Senator Jeremy Hutchinson, the sponsor of the bill, it is unconscionable and unacceptable to allow an active shooter in a school to have 40 minutes to execute as many kids and teachers as the shooter can. So they have introduced SB 164, which is a measure that grants the Arkansas State Police the authority to vet and train school administrators and educators to be commissioned school security officers. This will be on a voluntary basis. This will not be one of these things where every teacher has to show up and get an issued gun. This will be the believers. This will be the ones that are willing to step up. This will be the sheepdog mentality coming up, coming to the top. In addition to its provision to arm educators, the bill would also disband the State Board of Private Investigators and private security agencies, which would then transfer its powers to the state police. So far, that was that little bit drew the only no vote. And that was by a guy, a senator who had a constituent who has a large security firm. So at least he's listening to his constituents. For some, this is a hot-button item to allow teachers to arm. For me, it's a no-brainer. A teacher has almost a parental tie to some kids, especially the younger ones, the ones who are so horrified when they get killed. For some reason, we're not horrified when the high schoolers get killed. Why is that? We're not nearly as horrified when a high schooler gets killed as we are with a younger child. We should be equally horrified by that, by the way. But with the younger children, you know, these teachers bond with these kids. They cry when the year is over. Arming them is putting somebody very fierce between them and a shooter. And this is a good idea. Now, out of the Police One survey that I tout all the time, one thing that was out there was that 76% of them supported arming teachers and school administrators who were vetted, trained, and qualified. This is not like... Arming a teacher is a little bit different than, say, wanting to have constitutional carry in society at large, because arming teachers means that they're going to have to be quite discriminatory about their targets when, if they have to engage. If they're engaging with a bunch of kids running around, they have got to be trained to a degree to where they understand the shot has to be clean. You don't want to rush a shot in that kind of environment. This is why the teachers should be trained, and they should be vetted. They should be vetted in the training. They should, the vetting should basically consist of, can they do it? Can they handle it? They need to be put through rigorous, as close to real life as they can scenarios. And Arkansas gets it. Arkansas gets it. And I applaud them for that. I applaud them for taking the step. Because they have decided that they're going to guard. They're going to arm up and guard children. And they've also decided that, you know what, teachers can handle a gun. Because they're educators. They teach people how to do things so they can learn. They have to learn how to teach so they can learn how to handle a gun. So all of, and we're going to watch this, and Arkansas is going to be one of those states that gets out there and completely discredits the theory that teachers can't do this. They're going to lead the way on this. And that'll be stupendous. Maybe every state but mine. My state seems to want to be coming in dead last on anything that has to do with freedom. But, you know, the other states, maybe they will fall in behind it, and we'll have fewer and fewer school shootings, which is already rare. It needs to be non-existent. Never happening. Doesn't need to go flat. It needs to flatline. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The other day, let me preface this by saying this. We don't need the Department of Homeland Security. Okay. We don't need... The Department of Homeland Security, except for a few bureaucrats out there, their gun-toting agents are all tasked from other agencies that already exist, the Border Patrol, Immigration, Customs Enforcement, DEA. We don't need them. Likewise, we don't need a secretary of them. And, I've just been like in this, when we had Lucy Napolitano, I just didn't, and I always thought she looked like a Lucy. I just didn't know how it could get any worse. And then we got Jay Johnson. Now, concerning this Mall of America threat, he has gotten out there and confirmed the threat. And he says... And this was on an interview on CNN's State of the Union with Gloria Barger. He says, shoppers at the Mall of America need to be particularly careful because this terror group has singled out the Minnesota Super Mall for attacks. And he cautioned shoppers who plan to visit the mall that El Shabaab included on a list of targets in a video released that particular weekend, the Mall of America. He said there will be enhanced security there, but public vigilance, public awareness, and public caution in situations like this is particularly important, and it's the environment we're in, frankly. Now, let me point something out to you. In 1983, in Lebanon, at the Marine Corps barracks, the Marines knew that there were terrorists operating there. And yet the Marines, when they posted their guards out there, and I don't know who made this decision, but when they posted their guards at their gate of their barracks, they posted them sans ammunition. They had no bullets in their guns. And then, and these Marines were vigilant and aware. And they knew that they were in a particularly bad situation. And they knew that this, whoever, the only chance they had would be terrorists to walk in and get close enough to them so they could use their M16s as bats, because they were not going to launch anything. And those Marine Corps guards watched the truck bomb hit the barracks with their comrades in it. and go up. And how many did we lose? 200 plus, as far as I can recall. That was the moment I decided to join the military. I have been on guard duty in the military. after we bombed Libya, I was overseas when we bombed Libya. And for some reason, they decided to put my platoon on guard duty for a tow missile dump where we had live tow missiles. And we were armed, and we had bullets. They issued us each three. I guess that was so, I don't know. If you're in an area of danger, and you know you're in an area of danger, you should be wearing everything you've got, carrying as much ammo as you can walk around with. Not the other way around. You shouldn't be walking around saying, well, the presence is enough. It's a presence with guns that are empty. It's the same thing as gun-free zone sites. But all that being aware and vigilant and going somewhere where there's going to be an attack, when the attack happens, that means you get to see the attack coming. There's an old saying, you never hear the one that's coming to get you. But if you're aware enough and you're going into a place where you have forced disarmament, you will get to see it coming. In the United States today, counterterrorism experts a lot of them sit around saying, I can't understand why it hasn't happened yet. Shopping malls are they're a dream target. They are a dream target. They have choke points all over the place. Now, they're big, wide choke points, but, you know, think of it this way. Let me use my mall as an example. On a Saturday, if four terrorists decided to attack my mall, all they have to do is put two going into the food mart from the mall side and two coming in from the food into the food mart from the parking lot side, and they've got a couple thousand. They've got a couple thousand people trapped between them. No way for them to get out. They'll have lots of room to run around. It's not going to be your typical choke point where there's not a lot of movement, but they're going to be hemmed. They're going to be hemmed in, and the body count would be astronomical. But you're talking, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people in the food court. Food courts are gigantic affairs nowadays. Food courts are as big as what the old shopping malls used to be. So, it's one big soft target, and counterterrorist experts are always sitting around saying, I can't understand why it hasn't happened yet. Now, we have, here in the United States, we have the ability and the responsibility, I would say, to make that kind of an attack as difficult as possible. Because in the United States today, we have, 12, 13 million concealed carry permit holders. But the sad thing is we know that a very small percentage of these people carry on a daily basis. Typically, sadly, a lot of them leave their handguns in their gun safes until they anticipate going somewhere out of their normal safe areas or out at night. I haven't got a safe area, so I carry a gun everywhere I go. But here we are here in the United States today. We've got the unneeded Department of Homeland Security Secretary confirming what we already knew. While at the same time his boss is telling him, don't call it Islamic. But we live under the increased threat of Islamic domestic terrorism. I think that every one of us should be carrying a gun. I mean, yes, one guy with an AK-47 is very imposing, but if he's facing 30 people with handguns, he's going to lose. And if you are carrying a gun, okay, And Bob Owens over at Bearing Arms, I like what he wrote about this. If you're carrying a gun and you're carrying it for comfort, that means you're carrying like a pocket pistol or something. Abandon that right now. Abandon that. You need something a little, you need more ordnance than that, and you need more ammo than that. You need to go full-sized. You need to break down and carry as much ammo as you can carry concealed. You need to break down and buy the holster that will allow you to carry that big gun concealed. And you need to carry it. Carry regularly. Throw a flashlight in there if you need to. Now, what Bob Owens did is he was carrying a car, K-A-H-R. He jumped to a Walther PPQ, which is a full-size gun. I've always carried a full-size gun. I've had smaller guns. I didn't like losing the capacity, so I lost the small guns instead. I carry capacity. And if you get a chance, get out there and train, too. If you get a chance, get out there and train. Although, the one thing I'll say about training, most people don't get to train, and they do very well. Chances are that if you do these things, and if you carry the bigger gun and everything else, and you're walking around day to day with all this stuff, nothing's going to happen around you, and you're going to say, why did I listen to that idiot? And what I would say to you is that you listened to me because you didn't want to gamble. You didn't want to roll the dice. Every time we step out off of a curb, we're rolling the dice. I don't want to roll the dice. I'll carry the tools necessary, even if it's uncomfortable. And I would encourage you to do so as well. We're going to take and flip into hour number two. And we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.